It is Monday, August 19th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. So glad to have you with us here on this Monday. Hope your day's going great so far. Ron Hayes joining us now. And Ron, I understand that Congressman Lucas was home for the weekend and making some news. Sorry.
Yep, of course, August congressional recess, so he's around the district quite a bit. Had been out of town, but he's back in now. And up in Major County, Ringwood, on Saturday, I had a chance to catch up with him and spend some time, talk about Farm Bill and a lot more.
All right, very good. Also coming up this half hour, I'll have a news update for you. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will take a look at the markets. Ron will have his ag perspectives, also ag weather. That and a whole lot more when Midday Oklahoma continues here in just a moment on the Radio Oklahoma Network. At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August.
It's 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Get you a news update here right now. New EPA pesticide labeling requirements are about protecting honeybees and other pollinators that have died in droves in recent years, causing billions in losses to beekeepers and growers of fruits, vegetables, and flowers. New EPA-required labels, which are due September 30th, prohibit use of some pesticides where bees are present. American Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Dale Moore says that may be a good thing.
EPA has been working with the chemical registrants, certainly working with us in agriculture, and we're hopeful that this provides that a little bit extra measure of protection and eliminates one possible cause to what's happening to the honeybees around the world.
EPA and USDA released a major report on honeybee health in May that showed scientific consensus for a number of possible causes of bee declines, among them loss of habitat, parasites and disease, genetics, poor nutrition, and pesticide exposure.
This is a little extra bit of effort here that hopefully will maybe not yield dramatic results, but hopefully will eliminate one possible cause of the honeybee die-off.
The new labels will have a bee advisory box and icon with information on routes of exposure and spray drift precautions. The labels affect products that contain four different types of neonicotinoids. The History of Agriculture, with emphasis on American business and history, is part of a new exhibit set to open at the Smithsonian Museum of American History. Rod Bain reports.
The Smithsonian's Museum of American History at one time had a Hall of Agriculture to demonstrate the importance of the farming industry to our nation's progress. That no longer exists. However, an effort is underway to create a new interactive exhibit at the museum to tell the story of agriculture. Peter Liebhold is the curator of the new exhibit called American Enterprise.
And the exhibition that we're developing couches agriculture in a new light as a business story. And we're looking at five big economic sectors. Agriculture, of course, manufacturing, retail and service, IT and communication, and finally finance. And our argument is that agriculture can't be separated from any of those.
USDA is among the partners helping to develop the American Enterprise exhibit, set to debut sometime in 2015. Contributions will include stories and photos submitted online by farmers and ranchers through this web address, americanhistory.si.edu/agheritage. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're approaching 10 minutes past the hour. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis break down the markets. Ron has looked at the ag weather, and I'll have a complete update on your futures. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Cowley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our markets trade this morning?
Well, the stock market futures are kind of quiet today here, trading at their lowest levels in over a month. All eyes seem to be on what the interest rates are doing as they continue to spike here. We have the Dow Jones and S&P both unchanged today. The Dow is at 15,039, up 1 point, and then the S&P is unchanged now at 1651. It seems like the trade is really watching those interest rates, and they're reluctant to purchase stocks here as if interest rates go up, the idea is that big-ticket item purchases will go down. And so just the big trade, just seeing if they continue to make new highs on interest rates, whether or not the people will continue to purchase stuff. We don't have a lot of news out this week. We've got the home sales news, which will be out, but other than that, it's kind of a slow news week. The U.S. dollar today is unchanged here at about 81.30. It's been trading sideways here in the trading range for about the past 10 days or so, between 81 and 82 cents there on the September contracts. 30-year bonds, again, are making their lowest level since about 2 years now. 2011 was the last time they were this low. So that means that those long-term interest rates are continuing to inch higher on things such as mortgages. Now, it's also building in the possibility that the Fed is going to maybe ease that pumping here in the next little bit, or at least the markets looks like it's preparing for that. Crude oil today is slightly lower here. It's trading down about 39 cents in September at 107.07. I hadn't really been able to break that level just below 109 that was set back on July 19th. So as long as we stay below that, the bear camp will have a little bit of reason to stay short, but it's still mighty high here at 107. The trade's really watching the Egypt situation here as things go left and right and up and down and keeps changing here. That's what the market's going to do. It looks like the latest round is they might free that former President Mubarak here, so that might change something. We have feeder cattle higher here, up 40 to 75 here. Kind of a surprise here today because live cattle because corn is so much higher. Corn's about 12 to 14 cents higher. Beans here are up about 28 to 32. Then we have wheat futures here trading just a little bit positive, up 3.5 or so in Kansas City, about 6 cents higher in Chicago.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is, beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's 12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you updated on our futures markets here today. October live cattle up 10 at 128.02. December's up 32 at 130.37. September feeder cattle up 77, 158.45. October's up 50 at 160.37. October hogs down 32, 86.40. December's down 22, 83.22. We'll check the grain futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August.
On the grain trade today, September Kansas City wheat's up 4 1/4 at 7.02 1/2. December's up 3 3/4 at 7.06 1/2. September corn's up 11 1/4 at 4.85. December's up 13 1/2 at 4.77. September soybeans up 27 3/4 cents at 13.11 1/4. November's up 32 1/4 cents at 12.91 3/4. On the cotton futures, October cotton down 48. 92.92. December's down 41 at 92.91. September crude oil down 42 at 107.04. October down 55, 106.74. And September natural gas up 10 at 347 per million BTU. And that's a check in our futures markets. Ron Hayes stepping in now with a check on that ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, as we talk about your agricultural weather. And over the next couple of days, we'll be checking our forecast, but also sharing with you a conversation that we had over the weekend with Evelyn Browning Garris, a historical climatologist. We met her for the first time earlier this year at a Noble Foundation beef industry seminar down in Ardmore, and more recently caught up with her at the International Leadership Alumni Conference that was held in Oklahoma City over this last weekend. We're back with Evelyn right after this.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at dairymax.org and learn more about My Plate.
We're talking today with Evelyn Browning Garris. Evelyn, let's talk a little bit about, we visited, of course, this spring a little bit about some of these long-range historical patterns that you've observed down through the years. You indicated at that time, and you talked today with the ILAC folks, about the fact that volcanoes change weather, and we've got a current example of that going on right now.
Yes, if you have a volcano large enough, that it enters the upper atmosphere where it's quiet. This is the stratosphere. The ash and debris lingers, and it can block out incoming sunlight, and it gathers moisture that forms thick clouds. For example, in 1991, when a Filipino volcano went off, the ash gathered clouds that were 10 miles thick and the size of Montana, and it blocked out a lot of incoming sunlight. And when you block out that much incoming sunlight, it cools. And then, ultimately, those clouds rain out. What we've had happen is that in 2011, we had two large volcanoes, and the debris blew up in the polar air mass. And that's what we've been seeing coming down south this year. And then in June, we had another large volcano blow up. And so if we've had a wetter conditions in the Midwest, that's been due, a lot of it, to the cool, volcanically cooled air where the sunlight's been blocked for up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. And all that ash is wet and it's raining. And when you get this pattern, two things happen. It's cooler, it's wetter, and most of the precipitation tends to flow in a standard pattern from the Midwest to the Southeast. And I was warning clients about that pattern earlier. And sure enough, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing wetter and cooler conditions in the Midwest, in the Southeast, and unfortunately, not as much rainfall this year for Oklahoma, the southern plains. Now, the good news has been we do have a strong monsoon. And so we have been getting some rain, but we have not gotten enough rain to break our 2-year drought.
Historical climatologist Evelyn Browning Garris talking to us about volcanoes making weather changes, including some of the unusual weather that we've had thus far here in the summertime of 2013. Looks like our weather for the next several days getting a little bit closer to normal, although these temperatures are still maybe 4 or 5 degrees under that we would really be expecting for mid-August. Overnight lows, looks like tonight will be down into the 60s, but probably low 90s, by the way, for today, this afternoon. Overnight lows, low 60s to close to 70 by tomorrow morning. Back into the low 90s for tomorrow. Another day into the low to mid 90s for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well. Maybe some showers a possibility by Saturday, Sunday. That's your ag weather. More coming on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our OklahomaFarmReport.com ag calendar on this Monday. We'll look at the Pecan 101 School, town hall meetings with Senator Tom Coburn, and we'll look at the 29th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect. At Livingston Machinery, our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even a homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery is proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Pecans have traditionally been thought of as a holiday treat or a pie filling, but agricultural producers look at this wonder nut as an investment. Many are planting pecans today, hoping to grow a brighter future tomorrow. To provide timely information on this topic, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host its Pecan 101 School from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, August 20th, at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center in Ardmore. During the workshop, Noble Foundation consultants will detail the fundamental steps for initiating a new pecan enterprise. Participants will learn about pecan production, nutrition, pest and crop load management, harvest and post-harvest handling, and the economics of pecans. Noble Foundation horticulturalists will also provide an overview of the pecan industry in the U.S. and in the world. This school is open to the public, but pre-registration is requested. You can contact the Noble Foundation at www.noble.org/agevents or contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360. Registration is $5, and it includes the Foundation's Pecan 101 book. U.S. Senator Tom Coburn has announced a series of town hall meetings across his district in Oklahoma. He will be in Miami at the Miami Civic Center Wednesday, August 21st at 2 p.m. He will also be in Muskogee at 5 p.m. on August the 21st. He will be at the NSU Muskogee campus. On Thursday, August 22nd, Senator Coburn will be in Stigler at the Eaton Hole Restaurant at 8 a.m. He will be in Hugo at noon at the Kaimichi Technology Center, and he will be in Atoka that evening or that afternoon at 2:30 p.m. at the Kaimichi Technology Center Business Center. On Monday, August 26th, Senator Coburn will be in Shawnee at the Gordon Cooper Technology Center at 5:30 p.m. The next Oklahoma Wheat Commission Board meeting will be Wednesday, August 21st at 9 a.m. at the OWC's offices at 3800 North Klassen Boulevard in Oklahoma City. You can find the meeting's agenda on the Wheat Commission's website at www.wheat.state.ok.us. A year's worth of bragging rights are up for grabs during the upcoming 29th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. The two-night event gets underway Friday, August 23rd at the State Fairgrounds Arena. The competition is comprised of six events depicting day-to-day ranching skills. The events include saddle bronc riding, team sorting, wild cow milking, team branding, team penning, and the wild horse race. 12 teams from historic Oklahoma ranches will square off in the head-to-head competition. The contestants compete for the coveted Top Hand, Top Horse, and Tough Hand awards. The proceeds from the event are donated to the Children's Miracle Network.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Monday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider either on this broadcast or on our OklahomaFarmReport.com calendar page, all you have to do is drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, we certainly appreciate that update on the Ag Calendar. Look forward to your update tomorrow. We're going to take a time out now, but when we come back, the latest news for you. Also, Ron Hayes has his Ag Perspectives in just a few minutes. That when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas was back home this weekend, and not surprisingly, the topic of conversation he faced the most was the farm bill. We get this report from our farm director, Ron Hayes.
Dave, in just a few moments, we'll be hearing from the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, as we visited with him on Saturday in Ringwood, Oklahoma, at the Northwest Area American Farmers Ranchers Summertime Picnic. He was their guest speaker, and heaping high praise on Mr. Lucas was the president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, Terry Dietrich, after the comments made by the chairman to AFR members.
We're very appreciative here, and I think it was shown today by the attendance. Very appreciative of our chairman of the Ag Committee in the House. Congressman Lucas has just really poured his heart into what he thinks and what he has heard from our organization and others is what we need in a farm bill, and he has really tried his best to get something that will last. And I think in his comments today, he related to his background and the droughts of the past and recent past also, the Depression, and what our heritage has been, and how he is determined in this next farm bill to make sure we have a farm bill that keeps us from getting in those perilous situations again. And
Terry Dietrich, we farmer out of Ames, Oklahoma, and president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, next year we'll bring lower feed costs for livestock producers, but each type of producer will face different production and price prospects. This report comes from Gary Crawford.
As the nation's beef cattle herd continues to shrink, beef production next year likely to do the same.
Looking at a fairly sharp decrease in beef production for 2014.
Agriculture Department Outlook Chairman Jerry Dangy says this year the U.S. is likely to produce about 25.5 billion pounds of beef, with an average steer price coming in at just over $124 a hundredweight.
With regard to the price for 2014 for steers, we're looking at $130.75. That is down about a dollar from our previous forecast, but does represent a 5.1% increase from 2013.
With the expected 5.5% decline in production, but it's almost the exact opposite for hog producers. They're expected to turn out 3% more pork next year, and so for 2014,
we're looking at a price for hogs at $59.75 and represents a 5.3% reduction in price from the 2013 year.
Meanwhile, broiler production expected to grow by 3%, prices to fall next year by almost 8.5%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Ron Hayes and his Ag Perspectives coming up next on Midday Oklahoma. Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company in Oklahoma can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or visit one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Our midday Oklahoma Ag Conversation is with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Challenging times ahead for the chairman as he tries to pull together all the various pieces of the puzzle in September to get closer to finalizing a 2013 Farm Bill. We're back with Chairman Lucas as we visited with him over this last weekend in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
When Congress gets back to Washington, D.C. the 9th of September, the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, says first item of business for him, try to get some resolution on a standalone nutrition title. Then hopefully move on to a conference between the House and the Senate.
But, Ron, there's a lot of pieces up in the air. Much of the national media focuses on the nutrition title. The Senate's $4 billion in reform. The House committee passed version $20 billion in reform. Supposedly the bill that we might see on the floor the first few days back in September, $40 billion in reform. Whatever the case may be, all the numbers are dramatically different. How do you sort that out? But from the perspective of rural America, just as important as that are really more challenging issues because the commodity title perspective, and that's still the heart and core of a farm bill, the safety net that enables us to raise the food and fiber we need. The Senate has a program essentially built around the concepts of shallow loss crop revenue. The House of Representatives has a version of that and price protection. Some people like to call it target prices, but choice is the main issue there. How do we get to a point where, from the House perspective, we have choice? Because all commodity groups and all regions need to be able to participate, or it's not really a federal farm bill.
Are you disappointed that the corn and soybean groups have really held as hard as they have on the shallow loss and the Senate version?
Let's just say that the corn folks were very focused when the corn was above $6 a bushel. Now that we've passed the $5 mark going south, now that we are bouncing around in the $4 range, depending on which weather forecast you get, I would say, Ron, there's a distinct possibility that shallow loss revenue might not even work for them if we continue on our present trends. And what do I mean by that? We planted the most corn last year since 1937. We had a horrible weather year, but yet we still had sufficient stocks to meet our needs. Not a lot of cushion, but to meet our needs. This year we planted the most corn since 1936. And I know there are weather problems in the western part of the country, and I know there's concerns about the temperatures in the northern part of the country. But if we even do halfway decent, we'll have an amazing amount of corn this year, and that price pressure will only drive it farther down. Now, if you put all of your eggs in the basket on crop revenue, which is based on the multi-year average price and a slight deviation from that price, it was a great concept at $6 or $7. But at $4, it's not what it is, and that brings to issue the House perspective of choice. If a safety net is to help you in the toughest of times, not guaranteeing you a profit, not guaranteeing you great years after year after year, but simply to be there when the bottom falls out, if we have a record corn crop, we might just see. And, oh, by the way, Ron, don't forget, Energy and Commerce is looking at the renewable fuel standard. Chairman Upton has appointed a four-member working group to address that. With 40% approximately of the last, let's say, recent corn crops going through the ethanol cookers, any adjustment there throws their supply and demand out of whack. So I would say if we really give producers a choice, doesn't matter what part of the country they're in, they may take price. They may want that safety net for the worst of times and take their chances in the best of times, which is just the opposite of what shallow loss crop revenue is based on.
Interesting take by Chairman Frank Lucas on the shallow loss supporters. Of course, Soybean Association continues strongly supported. Their prices have held up well. However, corn prices are headed lower back into that $4 territory as he mentioned, and that might cause the national corn growers to do some rethinking about their support of shallow loss. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for us to check your agricultural markets. So glad to be along with you today. Here we roll on this 19th of August, and it is an up day today on our grain or oilseed or cotton futures. As a matter of fact, we're up 27 to 32 cents a bushel on soybean futures right now. The 11 to 13 cents up on corn. Dry weather forecast has got a lot of concern going on, especially in the western half of the U.S. corn and soybean belt. That, of course, is a place that we're going to be seeing in both the East and the West Corn Belt, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour roll through, and they'll give us some indications of what those crops really look like in the days ahead. We're up on wheat as well. Cotton futures are down. Looks like crude oil futures are down. Natural gas, those up. As far as all the prices go, let's talk about it in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. In feedlot country, the tail end of this last week, we had about 4,500 head selling at $1.23. That's a couple of dollars better than the cash cattle trade of a week earlier. $1.23 now for some feedlot cattle in the TCFA trade territory, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico. Wholesale box beef trade up 83 cents on the choice beef at $195.22 on a Monday, down 72 cents on select, $185.67. That stretches it out to a $9.54 choice select spread, 66 loads, cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 4,500 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards, with steers and heifers opening steady. Demand was good, supply moderate. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers, some 500, 600 pounders, $1.71 to $1.81.50. 6 to 7 weights, 154 to 176. 7 to 8 weights, $1.50 to $1.55. That was in the trade thus far today at Joplin. 8,000 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for a Monday run, compared to 49.80 a week ago and 61.74 a year ago. $2 to $4 higher on the feeder steer yearlings. Heifers called steady to $2 higher. Limited calves in the early rounds thus far, not well tested. Looks like the package of 65-pound steer calves, $2.21. 450 to 500 pounders went from $1.87 to $1.88. 5 to 6, $1.77, $1.81. On our yearlings, 6 to 7 weights, 164 to 169, 7 to 8 weights a few, 157 to $1.63.50. Woodward, 3,265 head in the trade last Friday. Feeder steers, heifers, $1 to $3 higher. Looks like a higher undertone noted on the calves. 5 to 6 weight steer calves from $1.81 to $1.97. Looks like the 7 to 8 weight yearling cattle anywhere from $1.55 to $1.64, and 8 to 9 weights, $1.47 to $1.55. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, let's move on to the October live cattle contracts now. Up 12 cents today at $128 and a nickel. The December, $130.42, up 37. September feeder cattle, $158.45, up 77. And October, up 57, $160.45. October lean hogs, down 17, $86.55. Our grain are all-seater cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the five stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, September's up a nickel, 703 and a quarter. December KC wheat up 4 and a quarter now at 706 and a half. We've got September Chicago soft wheat, 638 and a half, up 7 and a half. December up 6 3/4, 650 and a quarter. September corn at 486, up 12 and a quarter cents today. December new crop corn, 477 and 3/4, a gain of 14 and a quarter cents thus far today. September soybeans are 1311 and a quarter, up by 28 cents. November soybeans up 32 and 3/4 cents at 1292. We've got October cotton down 54 points, 92.86 cents a pound. December new crop down 31 points at 93.01. Looks like crude oil off 37 cents a barrel, 107.09. Natural gas up 10 cents at 347 per million BTU. Those are the markets. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Net.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Ross Wilson. One more time with Ross as we talk about mandatory country of origin labeling with him right after this. Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August. Not a fan of the new cool rule that was put in place in May of this year, and most certainly not a fan of the old cool rule either. That's Ross Wilson, President, CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. We asked him what cool means to our cattle industry from his perspective.
Well, it means problems, predominantly because it means more cost to comply with cool, the new cool rule from mandatory cool rule from USDA. What will happen is that that will lead to greater discounts for those animals that are affected by the cool labeling, but it layers on extra costs for the entire beef marketing chain, from the packer all the way through to the retailer, which ultimately hits the customer. Mm-hmm. Some of those flow back to the feeder and the producer end of the business in discounts on live cattle, which ultimately end up in some discounts on feeder cattle. But most importantly, from a competitive position with pork and poultry, we absolutely cannot afford to layer on costs that don't provide an ROI, a return on investment. Our organization, along with NCBA and OCA and KLA and a lot of other state affiliates, have long been opposed to mandatory cool. And as you may know, last winter, Kansas State University released a study where they actually have documented that there has been no documented improvement in demand for U.S. labeled beef, there's been no positive impact on price, and there's been a lot of additional costs put on the system. So ultimately, that gets paid by the consumer, which puts us at a less competitive position with pork and poultry at a time we can least afford it, and it gets paid by the producer, who is already struggling, at least from a cattle feeder perspective, and I think it's probably true with stocker and cow-calf to a degree. It's already struggling to either make money or maintain the profit levels that they might have had a year or two ago. So that's a long answer to your question. So what are we doing about it? As you know, there was a lawsuit filed just a few days ago. It's a request to the courts in the District of Columbia to put the new rule on hold until the WTO goes through the process of assessing this new rule. As you know, they ruled against the previous cool rule, said it was illegal under international trade law and other trade obligations. And so USDA's answer to that was this new rule, which we don't think is going to meet the WTO's litmus test, for lack of a better term.
President, CEO of Texas Cattle Feeders, Ross Wilson. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the big event. Over 500 head will sell over a two-day period, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express Ranches selling 150 registered Angus females Friday afternoon, 11 a.m. Saturday morning. The big event sale continues with 250 lots. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. The big event, Express Ranches, 23rd, 24th of August. Our time on Midday Oklahoma running short. Some final comments on today's program in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, you can tune in all week long to the Bighorn Classic of the Superior Livestock Auction, folks. Their video auction this week, 190,000 head of cattle being offered, going all the way from Monday through Friday on RFD-TV, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. This is coming from Sheridan, Wyoming, and auction time each day, 9 a.m. Central Time. 9 a.m. Central Time is the video auction start time each day. 190,000 head total being sold. If you'd like to preview the video of a specific lot, you can visit their website at superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic, now through the 23rd of August.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Alrighty, Dave, up on our soapbox today, wrapping up things on this Monday. And today's the day for the Pro Farmer Midwest Corn and Soybean Crop Tour. They've got an eastern leg, they've got a western leg. One of the key players in the Midwest Pro Farmer Crop Tour is our friend Chip Flory, who's an analyst with the Pro Farmer folks. He says that in the big corn-producing state of Iowa, he's got some concerns about their corn crop this year. And he said he could see it very vividly when he had the chance to recently fly over several fields in the northern half of the state.
I drove that same route that I flew the week before, and I came back to the office and I told the guys, I said, you know what, there's holes out there, but it's not as bad as what we might think it is. And then a week later, I had a chance to fly basically the same route that I drove. It was really, really eye-opening. You can see a lot from 1,000 foot up and the number of holes that are out there in the fields and just the problems that we've got with some of the corn in north central, central, northeast, and even over into northwest Iowa. We've got washed out areas. We've got ponded out areas. There are holes in fields, but they're squared off because they just lifted the planter because they didn't want to go through that mud area. And when you start evaluating those fields that have these squared off holes in them, you start to realize that, yeah, it's about 20% of that field and 20% of that field. So what they were doing was squaring off 20% of the field that wouldn't be able to be planted for the prevented plant claim on their revenue protection and crop insurance.
So it's things like that that'll make this year's crop tour very interesting indeed. The eastern leg starting from Columbus, Ohio. The western leg starting out in Nebraska. And we'll have details on that over the next few days. Well, that is our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, we certainly appreciate that update. That'll do it for us here on this Monday. For Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, along with Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow at 12:05 for our Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.